Hey everybody, it's Anthony Decker out here getting things done as only Decker can, doing things in a timely manner. Please like and share. You never know who may need to hear this type of information, especially if you're buying or selling a house right now. So what we're going to talk about today is, it is okay to disagree. So I just left an appointment, and a person is thinking about selling their house. I did a market analysis for them free of charge, because that's what we do. We sat down, we went over the numbers, and the gentleman is thinking about selling his house. Based on my market analysis, he really needs to come in at about $250 in order to get the home sold. He totally disagreed with that, which is fine. It happens. So we talked about it. You know, what information did he have that justified the higher list price of the house? Maybe he had information I didn't have. Because when you do a market analysis, you only have the information about every home that has ever closed. And you have to work through that with people. So we talked about it. Very heated discussion. His neighbor across the street sold his house for $300,000. I said, okay, great. What's your neighbor's address? I'll pull it up and see what your neighbor sold his house for. Pulled it up. Neighbor lives on 123 Main Street. Pulled it up. Well, his neighbor had told him he had sold his house for $300,000, but in all actuality, per PVA records, the neighbor only sold his house for $247,000, right? Showed the gentleman the numbers. It's public record. This is what the house sold for, right? I'm just not making things up. And he was dumbfounded. He couldn't believe his neighbor had lied to him. Why would his neighbor lie to him? All kinds of things, right? When you get into talking about money with people, they generally exaggerate it, right? Because maybe they're embarrassed. You know, maybe if they tell you the real figure, you won't be as impressed by it, whatever. So we had this really heated discussion about what we needed to list the house at to get it sold, right? And the gentleman said, well, my neighbors, one street over in the, you know, another street in the neighborhood, they've listed their house was listed for $270,000. Absolutely. And he's like, it's the same floor plan. Yes, sir, you're correct. But you know what your neighbor's houses don't have in common with my data? And he said, what? My data shows me houses that have actually sold, what the actual closing price of the house was. Not what they're listed at. The real estate market is still extremely hot, but you can still overprice your listings. And if you overprice a listing, it's not going to sell, right? So there could be 9 houses with his same floor plan in the neighborhood listed at $270,000. Because the funny thing about real estate is the market is going to determine if you are right or not, right? Because the market doesn't care. Once you throw it out there, I told him, I'll call him Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, I will list your house at $270,000 if that's what you want. But just understand, in my opinion, your house needs to be listed at $250,000 to make it sell, right? So don't get mad at me in 30 days when you've had no showings and no offers, because I'm going to always refer back to this conversation, Mr. Smith, of, do you remember when we listed the property and I told you we needed to list it at $250,000, not $270,000? So it's okay to disagree. And he said, I've never had someone argue with me so much about what we need to do. I said, Mr. Smith, I'm not arguing with you. I'm trying to give you all the facts, all the figures, what I have in front of me, because that's why you're hiring me. You're hiring me as the professional, as the person that wakes up in the morning and goes to bed every night doing this for a living. I'm in it every single day. You bought this house 3 years ago. You're selling this house today. You have bought no other real estate or sold no other real estate within that 3 years, right? That's why you're calling a realtor, to help you best determine what you need to sell your house for, right? So it's okay to disagree. If you hire a realtor, the realtor should come with facts and figures, not just emotion, right? Because here's what typically happens. People base their new home price based on what they think their current home will sell for, right? So in their head, they're going to have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, right? So in their head, they're going to have $60,000 to put toward the purchase of the new house, which increases the price of the new home. Well, what happens if you don't have $60,000? Now you only have $40,000. What do you do then? Right? Well, number one, you're going to be very upset because you based the purchase of the new house on what you thought the old one would sell for. When it doesn't sell for that, what are you going to do? Because you're not going to get a $400,000 house for $380,000, right? Just because you were wrong on your numbers doesn't mean that someone else is going to be wrong on theirs. You know? So Mr. Smith's trying to sell his house for $270,000. He wants to buy a $400,000 house. If he doesn't get that $270,000, what's he going to do? That's the question you have to ask yourself, because real estate is not guaranteed. That's why you really need to base everything off the actual facts, figures, and numbers, not what your neighbor says, not what your neighbor's uncle's real estate investor cousin said in Indiana, in Tennessee, because if they don't participate in real estate at a local level, they can give you some broad, some broad information, but they can't give you specific information, right? For an example, we had a showing today. Buyer's dad came with her. Super nice people. But the buyer's brother lives in Evansville, and he was telling them how many, there's great deals in Evansville. Evansville, you can get deals everywhere. There's just houses everywhere for sale for super cheap. Well, that's true. But we sell real estate in Owensboro, Kentucky, not Evansville, Indiana. So I politely said, okay, Mrs. Buyer, do you want to live in Evansville, Indiana? She said, no, I would not live in Evansville, Indiana. Okay, so the information you have about Evansville, Indiana does not pertain to Owensboro, Kentucky. You need to go off of facts and figures and what's available in Owensboro, Kentucky, if that's where you want to live. If you don't want to live in Owensboro, Kentucky, you need to go on the facts and the figures of the town you actually want to live in, right? That's why you can't base your real estate decisions off of any of these TV shows, that are on HGTV, because those are totally different markets than what we're in, right? You may have a difference of opinion, and if you do, that's totally fine. However, you better be able to back it up with facts and figures, because if you're not able to back it up with facts and figures, then you're going to be wrong. There's just no other way about it. Because at the end of the day, like I said, whether you like it or not, in real estate, the market determines whether you are right or wrong. If you put your house on the market at an inflated price and you're getting no showings and you're getting no offers and you've got a high-octane agent and you've got professional video and you've got professional photos, what are you going to blame, right? We're in the hottest real estate market that there's ever been. Inventory is as low as it has ever been. So if your house isn't selling, why isn't it selling? And I'll go ahead and give you the answer. It's because it's overpriced, right? If I have a $5 bill for sale and I say, I want $7 for this, no one's going to give me $7, right? I lower the price to $6. Nobody's going to give me $6. If we lower it down to $5, we're still not going to get anybody. But now I'm going to sell you this $5 bill for $4.75. Now you'll start getting some people interested. You'll start getting some lookers. You may get an offer. I won't give you $4.75. I'll give you $4.70. Okay? They're making 30 cents. So you can see if you overprice it, it's not going to work. So just keep that in mind when you're interviewing agents, whether you're buying or selling. It's okay to disagree with the agent. The agent should be able to give you facts and figures based on what is actually sold, because you really don't need to go with on the market, because what's on the market is not what has sold. And the goal in real estate is to get it sold, not just to put it on the market and have hundreds and hundreds of showings and not be able to sell. Because if you're wanting to move, if you have to sell before you can move, you need to price your house where it will sell so that you can make that move, right? Because a lot of times people get into a trap of they're wanting the best of both worlds. They're wanting the maximum price for their house, and they're wanting to get the cheapest deal. That sounds good. That does not happen. If you're going to get maximum price, you're probably going to have to give maximum price. You're not going to get a deal, right? Every once in a while, you will run up on a deal like that, but those are unicorns. Those don't happen very often. So, like I said, it's okay to disagree. If you disagree with your realtor, they shouldn't be mad. They should be confident enough in their abilities and their facts and figures in order to back that up and support their stance on everything. So, as always, if you guys have any questions or you need Decker to get it done for you, call me or shoot me a text message. That's what I'm here to do. 270-256-3501. Thank you, guys.
Yay!